USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Staunch Trump ally Senator Lindsey Graham is slamming Democrats for shutting the president out of the White House impeachment process, claiming members of Congress are using impeachment as a weapon for future presidents to come.
We had a two-year investigation. That wasn't enough. I think this whole thing is a crock. You're shutting the president out. The process in the House, any partisan group could do this in the future. You're weaponizing impeachment, and I want to end it. I don't want to legitimize it. I hate what they're doing.
Over the course of the impeachment saga, the White House has repeatedly defied House subpoenas for documents and blocked key administration officials from testifying into the inquiry into President Trump's alleged quid pro quo arrangement with the Ukrainian president. The probe now moves to the full House for a vote on the two articles of impeachment and then to the Senate for trial. This is USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitution of money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
A number of troops will be coming home from Afghanistan soon. From Washington, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
About 4,000 U.S. troops could be heading home from Afghanistan, as the White House is reportedly expected to make this announcement this week, according to NBC News. That will leave fewer than 9,000 American troops in Afghanistan. This word comes just days after a special representative for Afghanistan reconciliation did rejoin talks with the Taliban there. I'm Chris Barnes.
Nine presidential Democratic candidates, including the party's frontrunners, are urging the Democratic National Committee to reopen televised debates to a broader pool to better reflect the diversity of the current field. But the party officials signaled that they're unlikely to budge and change the rules used in recent months to determine who makes the stage. The candidates say the rules to determine who will appear have unnecessarily and artificially narrowed what started as the strongest and most diverse Democratic field in history. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Two Las Vegas men who admitted to running one of the nation's largest illegal television and movie streaming services pled guilty this week and now face money laundering and copyright infringement charges, according to federal officials. iStreamItAll was an online, subscription-based streaming site that allowed users to download TV episodes and movies. The stream's operators, Daryl Polo and Louis Villarino, told the U.S. Justice Department that the service offered access to more than 118,000 television episodes and nearly 11,000 movies, all without consent from the content's copyrighted owners. That's more content than Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, and Vudu combined, according to prosecutors. A Trump supporter took center stage at an Iowa campaign event for 2020 presidential candidate Bernie Sanders, where he stood up and delivered a message to the president.
Uh-oh, he's looking at his phone, I'm in trouble.
Mr. Donald Trump, keep going, man. You're doing a good job. You know what?
I can't agree with anything you said. I voted for you in 2016. I've been to Vietnam and seen what socialism has done.
The man was briefly cut off by boos from the crowd before Sanders urged them to let him finish. The man said he voted for Sanders in the 2016 Democratic primary, but now is fully behind the president. The man, as of yet, is still unidentified, as he was escorted out by the police. Thanks for spending your Sunday with us. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.